They say that men can't really multitask, but whilst listening to the Cameron Tilbury selection from Jessica Ridley, of course, Spirit of Christmas, which if you missed it last night, catch it again this morning, I managed to actually upload onto our SouthsideBroadcasting.com page for the Midweek Drive Morning Edition here on Siren FM the Aaron Craig recipe. So actually, if people are sort of listening online by the computer, they might actually like to just check, you know, what exactly Aaron's took, because, you know, it's there. It's already there and all set and ready to go, which I think is splendid news. Aaron Craig, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Alex, how are you?
Very well indeed. Now, last night we were a little bit worried because halfway through the show we got a desperate text from our director in Los Angeles saying, can't listen, just getting REM, just not online, etc.
He was not happy.
Fortunately, Andrew David, now of course, currently in the elect position of becoming the chairman of the Community Media Association throughout all of the United Kingdom. Hurrah, hurrah, we say. He's doing that, and say, in the new year. So it means that everywhere he'll go to community radio stations, there'll be the smell of paint, because it's a bit like royalty. You know, it's always fresh, etc. So Andrew did the marvellous executive decision of switching the machine off and switching it on again.
Which it worked.
Result happiness, enabling the Tim Moulton connection to obviously follow through. And we did give you a name check, Aaron. You know,
I heard it.
Yeah, it'll be up on. So you see, we're working that thing. I think, you know, building those links together, which is splendid stuff. So you managed to catch that. Have you been managing to listen online this morning?
I have, yes.
Excellent. So you'll know how excited both Amy and Jody have been about when I announced the chocolate elements of today's little treat.
We really Aaron. We cannot wait.
It was like two kittens with catnip. It was unbelievable. I mean, in this studio, they've been just going all over the place with happiness and joy. The grins have been wider than I've ever seen in years. You know, Amy even decided to hold back her sort of trip to Watford for another week just to sort of say, just to actually make that. So that lemon tarts and mince pies and, I mean, it's
and,
just...
And, yeah,
and
Bailey's and chocolate.
Exactly, oh, exactly. So, Aaron, share with us this brand scenario. What have you brought for us today? As what we've actually said is Aaron Craig's Christmas treat.
That's it. Well, this is just a simple dish, really. It's a bit like if you go to a restaurant and have a chocolate fondant. The only one, the difference, this is one, it's left in the ramekin as opposed to getting turned out for you. And basically, the recipe's there, is online, as you said, but basically you just melt 125 grams of dark chocolate down with 125 grams of butter over a bain-marie. With some sugar, with two egg yolks, and you whisk up the egg whites as well. And then basically you just add flour into the mix, the chocolate mix, and add them all together. Just pop them in little ramekins, four little ramekins, and you can make this way in advance, sort of maybe like 5 hours in advance, and just pop them in the fridge and then just pull out to put in the oven. And you just preheat your oven to about 200 Celsius, pop them in the oven, in about 10 minutes, they come out really sort of cake-like but gooey in the middle, so you get that sort of real chocolate sauce in the middle. And I've just paired it up with an ice cream. And I know a lot of people don't do ice creams because they might not have the equipment to do it, but this is a really easy ice cream where you can sort of make it like a crema, like a custard, and just pop it in your fridge. And every half hour, just go in with a fork and fluff it up. And after about 4 hours, you've got a nice ice cream to serve it. And this one, I've just add a little bit of Billy to your custard, and then just set it. And you've got a fantastic ice cream to go with your chocolate pot. Really, really good one for Christmas as well.
And it's wonderful with the superb northern accent there, because I could have sworn if we were just writing that, I'd say, add a bit of Billy's. Billy's what? Are we talking about Billy Piper?
Billy.
Exactly.
Not Billy's.
Yeah, I know, Tora, Aaron. I know what you said. I've written it, I've published it at this moment. You know, if you've got a machine, it's all there. So, you know, even Jody can be happily sort of known.
It's really easy. It really is recipe, you know. It's dead professional when you do it, really, so... It's a real simple recipe.
Do we have to say that other cream liqueurs are available? Possibly, yeah. We technically do, really, because, I mean, we've branded the B word several times on the show already so far, and I'm just thinking...
Can I ask a question, though?
Yep.
Do you actually have to make the ice cream? Can you just drink the Baileys? Sorry, drink the B with...
yeah, just drink the Baileys if you like.
Yeah, you see, that's one of the reasons one sometimes just gets a little...
I like these recipes, they're so adaptable.
Exactly. So, Amy, do you think a lemon tart. I mean, again, the lemon tart recipe is also online, so you can go and sort those things through. I mean, I'd link to it via Facebook, but I know you've had lots of stressors with Facebook, really. how do you find the Facebook thing, Aaron? I mean, are you equally as stressed as Jodie and Amy have been with respect to...
Over the last... I quite like Facebook over the years, but I've got off Facebook, really, and I'm sort of, it's just a bit boring, really. I'm a big Twitter fan now.
Yeah, just tweeting. Well, of course, we're on Twitter
as
well.
Yes, I'm on Twitter now, so I should be adding
following each other.
Williams and Aaron Green.
Well, you see, there we are. You see, we follow you, follow us, follow me, follow you. It's like a Genesis song. Or either that Stalker's Paradise, but that's a different line entirely. What is the... clearly, we're now getting around to that stage where in your Bridge Hotel, presumably, if you're not fully booked up, then questions will be asked from the management, really,
that's
Aaron.
It. Yeah, we're really, really busy and... the next couple of weeks is a bit hectic, really, but got Christmas Day off, which is nice. So, first time in about 6 years, Christmas Day off, so looking forward to that.
See, people don't realise the sort of agonies that chefs and mothers often go through in terms of the whole Christmas scenario, etc. But, you know, there we are. You just put that into the whole essence of the whole thing. Amy, any questions you'd like to put to Aaron?
No.
Jodie.
I do actually have a question, actually.
I would.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Miracles do happen.
She's started cooking with gas, pun intended. Obviously, you can use electricity.
Aaron, obviously, last week on the Midweek Drive show, which I wasn't on, they were talking to Tim Moulton about 101 things you thought you knew about
yesterday,
the Titanic.
Actually. Last night. You said last week.
Last week. Well, it might seem like a week
to you, Jodie.
It seems like a long time
I don't know
ago,
what you've been partying
anyway,
on, but still.
What I'm getting at is you're doing a Titanic-themed...
Evening. Celebrating. Well, commemorating. One of the two.
Yeah, so when is that occurring, and is, you know, do you have any details on that yet as to how much it costs, etc.?
It's on the 14th of April 2012, and I'm actually recreating... A lot of places I just took, sort of, because on the night they had 11 courses on the Titanic, and a lot of places have tried to do just maybe five. I'm actually going to do all 11 courses, so it'll be a 7 o'clock sit-down on the 14th and try to get... Because obviously the ship hit the iceberg at 11:30, so we have to get sort of through it quite quickly to get to 11:30, so we're doing 11 courses.
You don't want to have to rush those 11 courses. I mean, we know that Joy Knight still had sort of one or two issues, having to rush the Siren Christmas meal, and that was just two courses that she went through with vegetarian sausages, so, you know.
Sounds grim. But, so it's something really looking forward to. It's something I've planned for a few years now to do, actually. So I've actually got the actual menu that they served on the night. Obviously, it was the scuffier stuff, so... It's all recipe, so we actually follow the recipes they would have used as well. So it's going to be a really good night, really.
And, you know, there was the lead-in that provided you, of course, the relationship between Heston Blumenthal, who trained you, of course, and Le Scoffier, as you mentioned. So
yeah.
I think, if nothing else, I think we deserve at least sort of a free sort of chicken leg or something on that sort of thing.
Yeah, post the chips.
So are you going to ask people to be dressing up in kind of...
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a black tie job. And if women feel like they want to dress up as well, so yeah, it'd be good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't want people coming in as Mr. Blobby, do you? I mean, let's be honest. And there are certain things. You know, somebody gets dressed up in a big white sheet, says, I'm the iceberg.
That would sink the Titanic, wouldn't it?
Exactly. You know, as you said, there's black tie, which is not white tie, black tie, very important from that sort of point of view. Although you could actually argue, if you did have the nutters who arrived, you could always put them in third class, you know, steerage.
Yeah, of course, some of the third class menus. I actually thought about that. Anybody wanted to sort of... Cheaper meal than
the third class. Tom Hanks looked great in a white tie.
Really?
In the film Big.
Even though Tom Hanks wasn't a fan of Ricky Gervais.
Wasn't he?
Well, no. You did
but he has starred in a lot of films with Kevin Bacon. Well, yeah. At least one.
I don't
know. They're also bringing out the Titanic next year, Alex, in 3D.
They are indeed, yes. It'll come crashing through the screen in ways that people only thought were reminiscent of Celine Dion's worst nightmares. But there we are. It will be happening. And that's the important... I couldn't believe that you actually went for Celine. Well, I suppose maybe it is understandable. Aaron, what does the rest of the day have in store for yourself now that you can bask in the glory of having delivered another recipe? I think it's almost beaten his previous record. Wow. 3 consecutive weeks, Aaron Craig has been with us.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Peter Kerr was a bit worried because Peter's joining us again, hopefully again next week. He said, how are you going to cope without my Mallorcan recipes for things to do with boiled rats and mashed potato? I said, it's all right. You know, I'm sure Aaron will be back to provide his insight. And he has not let us down from that point of view.
I'm off to work now. So
yeah.
Like a busy weekend, so
but remember, you can always take your various portable devices and listen to the podcasts. So you know all of those great things are actually there in full force. Jodie, not Amy. I was looking at Amy, but I thought, no, we'll go Jodie. Would you like to throw those last two questions to Aaron Craig, please?
I certainly would. Aaron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
That's how I love to spend my Thursday mornings.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Definitely can, yes.
Excellent.
A splendid story.